The Chatham Park Check-In is an exclusive series sponsored by the Preston Development Company on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, and chapelboro.com.
Here is Vanessa Jenkins, Executive Vice President of Preston Development, in a conversation with landscape architects Chuck Smith and Kurt Pfeiffer, who are behind the planning and construction of the new YMCA at Chatham Park.
Chuck, we'll let you start and go around the table.
I work with Vanessa and Preston doing a lot of the planning and development at Chatham Park.
Kurt Pfeiffer with Withers and Ravenel, and probably could count on two hands how many YMCA projects I've worked on over the year. This will be a fun conversation to have here this morning.
I want to get Kurt into the conversation. Let's start talking about intentionality of design for this very special Y to go in Chatham County. So we want to bring in whatever the discipline is, a lot of different ideas, let people present what they think based on some really initial feedback from us. And that's how we started with the architecture of this Y.
The site that's actually under construction right now is the second site that we looked at. When we started the design competition with a bunch of architecture teams, we were on a completely different site about 600-700 feet away. The YMCA will be located in the village center of the North Village, a very diverse mixed-use center where you'll have all kinds of uses between, say, a YMCA or amenity, a public park, commercial office, and then all different types of residential. The actual site that we're on now is probably a lot more prominent as far as access than what we had previously. It really sits as a beacon on the interchange for the U.S. Highway 64 bypass. As soon as you get off the exit, you're first right, and you're right at the YMCA, and it's going to sit up on the hill and be very visible. That's something that we didn't really realize until the site was cleared, and we go out there to do a site visit and realize, wow, this is going to be very prominent. It's not only going to have views of spaces on all sides, it's going to be able to interact with those spaces. We talk about having a public park right next door that could potentially be used in concert with the town of Pittsburgh Parks and Rec, and how that relationship happens nowadays with certain municipalities that you're in already, but also a large common space right across the street that we centered the building on that could be used as a large event space for the Y, for the neighborhood, so that creates interaction between the community or surrounding the Y and the Y branching out into the community.
There's also design for this specific Y that it has to do with site and building that came out of COVID that was also being considered while we were designing this. Want to hit on anything for that? What that influence was?
We have the typical spaces inside as far as wellness and gymnasium. But outside, we have also incorporated in the footprint of the building what would be called an airnasium, which is a pretty much an open-air gymnasium that also extends out into a multi-purpose play space that, again, can be used for gathering, can be used for child play. That is just on the east side of the building. And then in the rear of the building where we have the aquatics facility, there's also another pretty sizable green space for, again, open play, program play. A lot of the use of the site will be centered on outside amenities to bring that programming opportunity from the inside to the outside.
As with many things in our society, COVID has given us the opportunity to learn and do things better. And you know how when COVID came along, what happened? All the fitness centers are closing down. Nobody can go into these spaces. And so it just happened when we're beginning the design of this facility. And we like to say that this is the first post-COVID designed YMCA because it was an opportunity. These outdoor spaces, some of them may have been there at the end of the day, but I think we learned from what happened with COVID. And so some of those exercise rooms that might have just had glass on two sides and a door going into them, you get to open up some of these spaces and roll out into the terrace outside for it growing that space and having the outdoor opportunity for exercise. We still talk about the negatives of COVID, but there have been many positives just in that it made us think differently. And so that's been a good thing for us. We've had a number of opportunities where there's residential design or other things that just because of the timing has been good for Chatham Park.
This has been the Chatham Park Check-In, also available in the Town Square section of chapelboro.com and at chathampark.com.